This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith. And our passion is to explore faith and its transformative power in the lives of believers. And on this show, we will interview people who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ? When did they first know and experience the living God? And we'll also discuss some of our favorite scripture and stories found in the Bible. You can now download our podcasts of this program. We're on iTunes, or you can also check them out at the WCHV.com website. Last week on the show, we had my good friend Nate Rocky, who is the associate pastor over at the Point Church in Charlottesville. It was a great talk through of John chapter 3, verse 16. It was a great testimony by Nate Rocky. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we truly appreciate your comments, and we welcome your prayer requests. Today on the show, we have my good friend Bill Wilson with us. We're going to talk with Bill about his faith journey. And on the second half of the show, we're going to talk through Romans chapter 5. And if we have time, we're going to touch on Luke 15. But before we talk with Bill, we like to read out some of our victory verses for the week. And here's a few of this week's victory verses. The first one is Psalm 111. Verse 10, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise him forever. Second victory verse comes from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Our third verse is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verse 10. If you want a happy, good life, keep control of your tongue and guard your lips from telling lies. And lastly, one of my absolute favorites is Mark chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be back in 1 second with my friend Bill Wilson. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Albemarle High School class of 1989 is having its 25th year reunion September 12th and 13th. The main celebration will be at Rapture Restaurant on September 13th. The Barbersville Volunteer Fire Department is sponsoring a Poga Run on Saturday, September 20th at the Fire Department. First bike out at 10 a.m. The second annual Sportsman's Banquet will be held at New Life Community Church in Louisa on September 20th, starting at 4 o'clock. Proceeds benefit New Life Community Church, a nonprofit church. The ninth annual Kids Book Festival will be at JPJ on Sunday, September 28th from noon until 3. Proceeds benefit the UVA Children's Hospital. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB. We need a year
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. With us today on the program, we have my friend Bill Wilson. And Bill, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'd like to start with the faith journey. Bill, can you take us through and walk us through your faith journey?
Sure. Thank you. I grew up in my dad was actually a Methodist minister, so I grew up in Pittsburgh. Good home. My brother and I moved around the Pittsburgh area. As I like to say, I lived on all three rivers, so we moved around a bit. But then I grew up and I fell in love with a Catholic girl, and we've been married 30 years now in October, so that's worked out well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we attended both churches, you know, both the Methodist and the Catholic church. We're both, you know, very open to, we love God, and that's our focus. So we moved around to several times, Pittsburgh, Washington, Atlanta. Then we had our kids, and you start to get into this. Kids start to understand, you know, life a little better. And instead of, well, we want to go to mommy's church or daddy's church. We like this at mommy's church and daddy's church. And we just felt it was important for us both to join together in, you know, one church, one unified faith. So we both prayed about it a lot. And then we kind of came to a decision point. Debbie actually got thyroid cancer, so it kind of brings you to a decision point. And I actually ended up, it was actually a Methodist retreat, and looking at that, and really it's deep conversation with God, deep arguing, you know, why are we here? We're good people. We've always been good people. Why do we have this? And you kind of get an answer that, you know, it's okay for you to be Catholic. It's okay. And I will tell you, the next morning, I driving home, I believe I heard angels singing. You know, you kind of have, sometimes you have a song in your head or, you know, thoughts going through your head. But I checked, the radio was off, and, you know, I could think separate thoughts, which suggests to me it was, you know, some insight into the heavenly world. So I became Catholic. They were a program called RCIA to bring people into the church. You actually join on Easter Sunday at the Vigil Mass on Saturday night. It's a very beautiful and symbolic tradition. I mean, you start out with scriptures from Genesis, and you go through the whole, lots of symbolism with fire and water and, you know, coming into the church. And it's just a beautiful ceremony. So, you know, one of the things I think for me, it's okay. Some of my best dialogues with God have been, you know, not necessarily a friendly talk. I mean, like I'd be talking to a friend. Mm-hmm. This is a deep talking one to have. So we moved around. I got involved with a men's group in Georgia through the Promise Keepers movement. We had a group that met at the church. We started out with about 15 guys, and it grew to about 75 guys. So we'd have a speaker and then small group discussions. And I think that's where you really develop deep friendships, when you have that small group of men you can share with. And
yes,
you'll find everybody's struggling with something, and things that seem like a major challenge to you, say, oh, dealt with that, here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, it's okay. Other people have imperfections and things they worry with too, and, you know, that's okay. I also got into kind of praise and worship music.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get into one of the songs I remember is Open the Eyes of Your Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm very analytic. You know, my background's in finance. I'm trained in finance. So it's, you know, very disciplined, analytic, you know, dealing with dollars and cents. But open the eyes of your heart. When you get down to, you know, you're going to get close to God when you open up your heart. And that's where it's not in the head. It's down in your heart. And as I say, that's the longest, you know, 18 inches around to get from your head to your heart. I learned to accept my imperfections. You know, you start to realize, you know, you'll never be perfect, but it's okay. We all have gifts, and we all have things we struggle with, but it's okay because God loves us all. And that's become, you know, I accepted that, and that's very good to me. And I'm also found, I'm more open to the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been baptized in the Spirit. So you start to, you know, see those spiritual gifts manifest themselves, the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And kind of gives you the capability to, you know, move beyond yourself or be, you know, a better version than you are. And eventually, I think in my walk, and I think with most people I've talked with, you kind of get to a point, you're sort of, you know, on the edge, and then at some point you go in, and you go, at some point you make the decision, you know, I'm all in for God, and I'm going to go in, and you start to get that homing device. God pulls you closer and closer to Him, and that's where, you know, you really start to find God. I 2 years ago joined the diaconate program for the Catholic Church. And so as part of that, there's morning prayers and evening prayers, which is a combination of scripture and prayers. And a lot of times, you know, using the Psalms a lot. And some of the Psalms that really stick with me are, you know, you hear these words, you know, I'm yearning for God, you know, the dry, empty desert, only that water, you know, and the light. I mean, those kind of analogies, you know, getting pulled toward that. That's the only thing that can fill us and fulfill us, you know, in our lives. And in the diaconate program, you know, you're kind of called to serve people. You're able to preach and baptize. you know, marry funerals, and you start to pull closer to God and in that service to others. So it's kind of the more you're able to give, the more you're able to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to talk, my background's finance. So as I was saying, you know, money's transactional, but love is a multiplier. You know, if we do business together, I'm happy. I got my product. You have my money. It's a good transaction. We're all happy. But it's a straight trade of goods. With love, if I give out love, I'm not giving up anything. I still have all that love in my heart. But you get something from me, and then you're able to pass that on to the next person. So it's just this multiplier effect. And then when you're feeling low, you can always go back to God, the ultimate source of love. You know, that's where it is. That's love.
You know, you talk about this moment in your life where you felt loved by God, and you felt it was okay, some of your imperfections and some things that maybe you struggled with. I found, of all places, in the Song of Solomon, there's a reference to dove's eyes. And what's interesting about the dove, as you and I know, and a lot of our listeners know, it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But in this particular passage in the Song of Solomon, what's interesting, if you do any research, I'm not an expert on this, but if you do any research on dove's eyes are binocular eyes, which means they can only focus on one thing at a time. And when you get into that deep relationship with the Lord, Book of Hebrews, I believe chapter 12 talks about fix your eyes on Jesus, where you can fix your eyes on Jesus and have the dove's eyes and at the same time feel like the Lord has dove's eyes for you. And when you have that type of relationship and you study that and explore that, you find that, at least for me, that became part of this kind of, you mentioned a little bit of the overflowing love process. Is that, as I was able to focus on that, I was able to really kind of grow in my faith when I talked about the dove's eyes. Have you ever kind of contemplated that? Has that ever kind of come to you in terms of the love of the Lord is, you know, he's fixed on you and you're fixed on him?
Yeah, I think of it more, you know, through the Holy Spirit coming down to us. That's our gift we have today to help us to get through things and give us that extra strength. And yeah, I've started to understand a little better, you know, the concept of the Trinity. So, you know, God is, you know, in the Old Testament it talks about what is your name, God? I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's, you know, he's not the trees we see. He's not, you know, through the other people, he's everything. He's the universe that we live in, all the stars and the blackness. You know, God is everything. But then the greatest gift, I mean, he gave us Jesus to come and bridge that gap between God and man.
Right.
And, you know, that's the forgiveness and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that cleans up our imperfections. That's where I think the focus, if you stay there,
yes,
focus on Jesus. And then we have the Holy Spirit to help us through and guide us and strengthen us and, you know, help us to really be the best version of ourselves that we can be.
So you've had a long and intense faith journey, and it seems like you've really, really grown in your faith. What would you say to any of our listeners who are still kind of at the exploratory level of their faith and they're trying to get started? What advice might you have for them?
I think the first thing is pray. Just start the dialogue with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to have these elaborate prayers that you memorize and, you know, I memorized all my prayers and I know exactly what to say. It's okay. Sometimes you don't know what to say, you know. Oh God, why am I here? Please help me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had one after we were first married. I was having trouble getting a job and I literally said, look, God, I'm at the end of my rope. There's nothing I can do. I'll give it all to you.
Mm.
And that's okay.
Because
that's what God does. He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond anything you'd have, you know, for your spouse or your kids or your friends. It's just that deep love that I'd do anything for you. And it's okay. It's okay to pray. Then I think that helps you. You can start to pick up the scriptures, understand a little bit where this message is from. you know, if you start out, you know, with the New Testament, you know, John, in the beginning is the Word. You know, Jesus is the Word incarnate here for us. You know, read it. Some of the scriptures, it's easy to pick up. Some of it, you know, people have studied them for 30 years and are still trying to understand them, but it's okay. And then I would also say, get with a community.
Yes.
I mean, we're here with our fellow man.
Yes.
And people can help you. There's no place you've been that somebody else hasn't been before.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians want to help. I mean, it's about giving.
Yes.
And helping. And yeah, some people are very comfortable with, you know, an intellectual pursuit. Some people want a more emotional pursuit. But it's okay. Find what's comfortable for you and be open to that.
Well, and Jesus says, when two or more are gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. That does speak to the importance of having friends, having a community that you can go with. And I have found that sometimes you will be on the receiving end of encouragement, and other times you will be the encourager in that group. It just sort of depends. And as in some of the men's groups that I have been in, people come in at all different kind of levels of their faith, just really kind of starting out. And then there's, you know, some pastors that come in and enjoy the fellowship. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to explore Romans chapter 5. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Junior League of Charlottesville has announced the 2014 Fall Community Grants period is now underway. Local nonprofit organizations are encouraged to take advantage of this chance to apply for a Junior League grant of up to $2,500. The deadline is September 19th. The Blue Knights are co-sponsoring the third annual Evan Adams Benefit Memorial Ride on September 20th. The ride will start from the Courthouse Cafe and Pub on West Main Street in Louisa. On September 20th, the Orange County Parks and Rec is sponsoring the Liberty Ride. It's an 11-mile horseback ride trail starting at James Madison's Mount Pelier home. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Bill Wilson. And Bill, I'm going to read one of your favorite chapters in the Bible, Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, and then we can talk about that a little bit. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Wow, Bill, that is, that's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I think, you know, you talk about it, kind of encapsulating how do we live as Christians. I think that catches up.
Mm-hmm.
We're justified by our faith. We get our hope in God. And you see, suffering is not necessarily a punishment, but it's teaching us to get through things. I mean, I think we've all been through struggles in our life, financial struggles, mm-hmm. you know, health struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, with your families. But it's okay, because that suffering gets you perseverance or endurance. That gives you the character. That makes you stronger. You're, you know, in our case, a better man mm-hmm. or a better person. Then that gives you hope. Your hope comes in Jesus, and hope does not disappoint us. It's the love of God has been poured into our hearts. As we're talking about the, you know, this overflowing, ever-abundant love, which just continues to flow, mm-hmm. flow. Like, it's unimaginable. You know, if you use like I use the financial analogy, I tend to think in two paradigms. But mm-hmm. you know, if you need money, you go to a bank. Where does the bank get money? It goes to the Fed. You know, God's the Fed. He has unlimited resources. Mm-hmm. He can give us whatever we need, and it's okay to get that. It's not there's not limits on it, and we get that grace through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us.
And it talks about okay, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Access by faith. Access by faith. I just like to underline that. Access by faith.
That's where I think, you know, where you're focused. It's, if you always remember, Jesus is there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not to judge. It's to find that healing and give us mercy and reunite us with that, from, you know, the ultimate Father. Yeah, I mean, I always think, you know, at Christmas time, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, born that man no more may die. Christ, you know, is the bridge between us and the divine God. You know, we're all imperfect. We're all going to make mistakes. The best of us are going to, you know, make bad decisions that we shouldn't have. But it's okay. Jesus will forgive us. You got to go forth and sin no more. Focus on Jesus. Stay with that Jesus. He's given it to us through his faith.
We get some comments from our listeners who they talk about how they want faith, but they seem to be going through periods of fear. And so you have this fear versus faith. And you and I and a lot of our listeners understand that that the enemy is the one who's coming at you with fear and trying to get into your mind. And a lot of times, if you listen to the enemy and you become fearful, it can prevent you from really kind of walking into your destiny. When I think about your journey and now where you are in your faith, I'm sure there was a time or two where the enemy came at you with either fear or doubt or, gee, what are you doing, Bill? Or what are you going to be a priest now, Bill? Or why are you doing that? And in Ephesians chapter 6, that's our spiritual warfare chapter, talks about the shield of faith that can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And it talks about the helmet of salvation. But have you ever kind of in your faith journey had been confronted with this faith versus fear, and you had to really kind of man up and decide which one are you going to go with?
I think it happens through us over time, you know, a number of times in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, right now my wife's got breast cancer. You know, I left my company in May, so, you know, I'm looking for a job. There's a lot of fear and uncertainty right
mm-hmm.
now. And I would love to tell you that, oh, yes, I always have strong faith. I mean, sometimes you have doubt and
yes.
sometimes there's disappointment, but you have to get back. I think that's where the regular, you know, reading and prayer helps you, and the worship. When you're in that community, you step back in, you get restored.
Mm-hmm.
The other time I talked, you know, when we were first married, I, you know, couldn't find a job out of college. And you know, I just, look, God, you got to help me. And a job I'd interviewed for a couple weeks before called me up. Boom, I had a job within 24 hours, literally. And I think that's, if you remember, you know, the praise journals, remember the good, you know, we all go through struggles. Remember the good thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did help me there. Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. He did help that guy. Oh, yeah. Okay, you know, the family up the street was suffering. God helped them. That's where I think remembering those times, and that's, you know, that focus, stay focused on God.
Yes.
And the devil will try to, you know, throw obstacles in our way.
Mm-hmm.
I went into confession one time, you know, and we're talking about the priest just all of a sudden said, you know, I was worried about, you know, I'll tell you, I tend to get angry sometimes. I think most men do.
Mm-hmm.
But you get into, he said, perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to remember that a lot. You know, when you're afraid, just remember that love God has for you. you know, try to tell our kids and I'll tell everybody, your worth comes from God. It's not from what you do in this world, how many people you've helped. Your worth comes from God. And if you reflect that love back out, it's going to be okay.
Let's talk about that anger issue, because I hear from a lot of men who are struggling with anger. And sometimes when you come from a sports background or a really competitive background, you're almost bred to have an edge about you and to be kind of meaner and tougher. And then you cycle out of sports and maybe you go into the business world and you take that edge with you into the business world. Well, if you have that edge with you in the business world, and then you have that edge with you in your family life and your marriage, that's a lot of edges there. And then all of a sudden, you have a relationship with the Lord and you start to understand about the fruit of the Spirit: peace, patience, love, joy, charity, chastity, self-control. And you start to think, well, where is my joy in all of this? But what I have found is the Lord, when you surrender, which you mentioned earlier, when you surrender, if you're struggling with an anger, sort of answering my own question here, but when you struggle with your anger, if you surrender that to the Lord, maybe acknowledge it and surrender it to the Lord, I have found that almost like weeding a garden, He can come in, pull that out, and replace that with the peace and the love and the joy and the other fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And there's nothing wrong with being assertive and, you know, trying to, you know, achieve your goals. You just can't let that anger ever leave to hate. Mm-hmm. That's where you start down the bad path. So as long as we remember our ultimate goal is love, and everything we do is out of love. I mean, think about, you know, like in, if you're parenting, you know, love is not always giving your kids hugs and presents. Sometimes you gotta, you know, I'm taking the car away or grounding them or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's because I love you, mm-hmm, and I want you to do hard. It's not because I don't want you to have fun. Mm-hmm. I want you to, you know, be the best person you can be.
Well, and I've also found in my life along those lines, particularly with parenting and in my wonderful marriage, 25 years for me.
Congratulations.
But I say I'm sorry a lot. And I find that we talk about as a family, one of the characteristics that we want as a family, the Gaffney family, to be quick to apologize. If you feel like you've hurt somebody's feelings, be quick to say you're sorry. Just let that be kind of your reflex, because if you hold that in, that can also kind of create this bitter root inside of you. But if you're quick to say you're sorry, and what I've found is as leaders of our family, as men or moms and dads, the kids are watching very closely.
That's right.
And if that's a characteristic that you want them to develop, then you need to be the one to model that out for them. And if you do, I've found that more times than not, they're going to follow your lead. Bill Wilson, thanks for being on the show. I'm going to have you back again because we want to talk about, I do want to get with you another time and talk about the prodigal son, which is also, it sounds like, one of your favorite.
Right. It's just a beautiful story.
We'll get back to that. Bill Wilson, thanks for being on the show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. I hope you have an awesome Sunday. Make sure you check us out on iTunes. You can get a copy of all of our previous podcasts. I hope you have a blessed Sunday. We'll see you next week.